Good morning. You're listening to The Big Show with me, Angel, and I have for company the editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar Singapore, Kenneth Goh, with me for Fabulous Friday. And today, Kenneth, you'll be talking about five rising fashion brands that we should all know about.
Well, these are the brands that are making it on the red carpet. They're dressing all the celebrities we love, and they're also all the brands that are just really creating incredible fashion on the runways. And one of my favorite young brands right now, and actually it's his own brand, is Harris Reed. He's a British designer, and he's really one of the reigning leaders in fluid fashion. And he was discovered by Harry Styles himself, Solange Knowles, and Alessandro Michele of Gucci while he was still a student at Central Saint Martins. Probably, Angel, you would know him dressing Iman for the Met Gala. In the incredible gold outfit that she wore with that incredible headpiece.
I remember that,
Mm-hmm. And he followed her on the red carpet in a white confection of his own making. And his brand is actually described as romanticism, bone non-binary. So that explains why he dresses men and women in the same kind of incredible dresses and gowns. And he sends these almost couture-like confections down the runway. It's a perfect place to also get a pair of platform boots because nothing that he designs is for
short people,
runners, or it's all very extravagant and it's all very larger than life. So it's really beautiful, and I think he's going to be a name and. Before long, he's going to be working for some big design house and everyone's going to be wearing his stuff.
Well, you need the height to kind of pull off looks like that, right? Because it really needs to be towering.
Yeah. And you know, you have like the incredible designers of the past, such as like John Galliano and Alexander McQueen. And they were always known for their incredible collections that they came out of their schools, and they were all graduates of Central Saint Martins. Mm. And I think that's the beauty of someone like Harris Reed, who really appreciates fashion and knows how to create it. And today, you know, for social media and for all the red carpets.
Amazing. Which other brands should we know about?
Well, this is a complete opposite of what Harris Reed does. And this is Peter Doe. And he launched his label actually in 2018. And he is well known for having worked under the famous Phoebe Philo when she was at Celine. And he has the same appreciation of beautiful fabrics, inventive, but fuss-free construction, and an elegance that is slightly off-kilter. His strength lies in the new ways he plays with this masculine, feminine kind of trope. And his woman is always womanly and not girlish. And I really, really love his innovative jacket designs, which, you know, today in this time and age, men and women can both wear. And his designs, actually, I have a jacket of his and I adore it because it's oversized, but yet it's beautifully tailored to the body.
Well, that's what it's all about these days, isn't it? Fluid fashion, like what you mentioned earlier, from men to women. It's kind of, it is termed also gender neutral fashion, isn't it?
Yes, it's gender neutral. It's really about, you know, expressing yourself in the best ways you can. And that there is never, ever a boundary in where you wear and what you wear, and going from a men's section of the store to the women's section of the store, as long as you can pull it off and wear it with aplomb, I mean, go for it.
And I think that's wonderful because women in general, down history, have always had 75% of a department store or a shop. And then men have had such a tiny section. And it's nice for everyone to kind of flow through the entire store and pick up whatever it is they want without people kind of saying, oh, no, that's the ladies section or that's the men's section. What are you doing there?
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of my women friends who are small enough also shop happily in the kids section.
Oh, I've done that before as well. Yes. Absolutely. So
you know,
yeah.
If it fits. wear it.
Why not? Okay, we're going to come back and speak more about fashion brands that you should really keep an eye on here on Fabulous Friday on 1FM 91.3.
It's The Big Show, starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean on 1FM 91.3.
You're listening to The Big Show here on 1FM 91.3, and this is Angel, and I have Kenneth Goh, editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar Singapore, and we're going to continue talking about rising fashion brands that you should absolutely know about now. Now, earlier we spoke about Harris Reed as well as Peter Doe. Kenneth, who else should we be keeping our eyes on?
Well, there's this great brand that was founded in 2018 by their founder, Sharaf Tagar, and it's called Casablanca. And it started life as a menswear brand, but it has since morphed into something that's really for men and women. It's really an elevated take on upper-ace sport attire. And actually, even though its roots were in tennis gear, the clothes are a lot more ready to wear than just active wear. You know, he's got beautiful colors, silk shirts, printed denims, knitwear, rope woven jacquards. And there's a softness and looseness about it that is really, really modern right now. Some pieces are almost like pajamas. And I really love its pieces because it's very happy. It's happy clothes. When you wear it, you feel light and you feel, you know, joyful.
Yeah, I'm looking at these pictures of Casablanca and they're such a unicorn colors that they've got.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could wear it too. I could wear it too. And I love this fluidity, as we were talking about earlier in fashion, and the fact that, you know, sportswear still is informing a lot of the fashion that we wear today.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, which other brands are we looking at?
Well, we have Commission, that is a New York label that started as a women's wear label, and it has since also morphed into menswear. It's got this sophisticated vibe. It's this beautiful blend of East Asian and Southeast Asian blend, because there are three designers at Commission, and they really sort of imbue this brand with a sense of modernity, but yet a reflection of where they come from. They have aesthetic that's, you know, like a bit of Asian dad look, but yet you have this men from the 70s dressed up today. We are taking references from our dad, from our moms, and we're putting clothes together in new and unexpected ways. So, you know, you have a beautiful, simple dress for summer, but you wear it with a pair of like loose jeans. Guys are wearing like their granddad or their grandpa's kind of Hawaiian shirts, but wearing it with a smart jacket and a pair of kind of surfer shorts. So it's really about styling. That's the one thing that I've learned about these new brands, is how you put it together rather than just buying a full look.
And being able to pull it off as well is very important.
Very, very important. And, you know, go for broke. That's what I always say.
I totally agree. All right. Finally, we have one last brand that we're going to be focusing on. And who do you have?
Well, this brand has actually started life very, very recently. And it's another American designer, Laquan Smith. And a lot of people have adopted it because it's super sexy. It's really made for a certain type of woman. You know, like Jennifer Lopez, Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Rihanna have all worn his designs. He only came about in 2010, so maybe in the past 12 years. And really, it was with the help of Andre Leon Talley, who sadly passed away earlier this year. He has these beautiful shapes and that really cling onto the woman's body. It's very glamorous. And, you know, it's almost vampy. And it's very, very much made for a night out on the red carpet, a night out on the tiles. And it's high-octane, high-sex kind of clothes with deep V-plunging necklines, shimmering outerwear. And, you know, it's really, really perfect for all the paparazzi. So it's made for those who are not wallflowers.
Yeah, it's like a runway and red carpet ready, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, you got to get your abs in check there.
No, oh, dear. Okay, all right. Okay, heading to the gym now. Okay, thank you very much, Kenneth Goh. Always fabulous to speak to you for Fabulous Friday. Join us again next week here on The Big Show on 1FM 91.3.